countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
This week, EU ministers for agriculture, they signed off on a new look CAP agreement, which was agreed at the last minute, as we know, in Brussels over a week ago. Joining me now on the line from Donegal is the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnell. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
It seems nobody, farmers nor environmental advocates, are happy with this. How did you manage after all those talks to get it so wrong?
I think that's a totally unfair representation of it there, Damien. I think it's actually a very welcome deal and an important deal. And it was really crucial that we did bring this CAP, a seven-year CAP programme, to a finality by actually agreeing the deal this week. It had been ongoing for over the last 2 years. And it was really important for farm family incomes for the next number of years to bring about that certainty with regard to them. And also really important as well for people right across the country who are sitting down for their breakfast this morning and who consume the food that our farmers produce, that we have that certainty around CAP for the next 7 years too. And I suppose the key things I wanted to achieve at European level was to achieve the deal and bring that certainty. And secondly as well, Damien, to ensure that that deal is flexible enough and gives us the key flexibilities for many of the final decisions to be finalised as part of our national CAP strategic plan, which I'll be developing over the next number of months now, so that issues which are really important and which will be really significant for farm families over the next 7 years, that they can be finalised and decided at home in consultation and engagement. And I think overall what we've achieved is a fair CAP and a flexible one that allows now, that gives the flexibility for us to ensure that it's a farm-friendly one. And my objective now over the next number of weeks and months is to engage with farmers in every farmyard right across the country, and also to offer the opportunity as well to food consumers and to everyone in the country who and to bring this deal as well to every kitchen table in the country before it's finalised and we submit our CAP plan then to Europe by the end of this year.
Now, you know, you will have an awful job trying to please everybody, and even in this issue of convergence, which is spreading out the per hectare payment more evenly, there's a lot of contentiousness there. The Irish Hill Farmers Association, obviously, they say the 85% convergence doesn't go far enough. It needs to be 100%. Every farmer needs to get paid the same. The Irish Farmers Association, they say it's a disaster for viable farmers that are on the higher payments, that have repayments and big plans. How are you going to square that circle?
Well, I think the first thing that's important to recognise here, that overall the budget is now clear, and indeed it was clear before the completion of the negotiations last week. The Taoiseach had done tremendous work last summer to ensure that we could get an increase in the CAP budget, a narrow increase at that, but much different to the proposed reduction that had been there at the outset. So between now and the end of 2027, there will be €10.77 billion of a budget available for Ireland within our CAP programme. Obviously, how that is distributed then at national level and to what purposes that's put is the key issues which will be considered as part of our national CAP plan. And one of those issues, as you rightly say, that will have to be finalised as part of that is the issue of convergence, which basically is how the averaging of payments. So some farmers at the moment would have a payment per hectare which would be higher than others, and obviously a really important part of every farmer's income. And there has been a principle underway over the last 20 years now at European level of bringing those payments down to an average level, otherwise known as convergence. The agreement reached in Brussels last week requires that every member state would have to ensure that every farmer is getting a payment level at least 85% of what their national average is. So obviously that means that some farmers' payments would go up while some farmers' payments would reduce. And that obviously therefore is something which farmers will take different views on. But the important thing here is, given the fact that it will have an impact on farm incomes, that we do get the opportunity to make these decisions at national level and as far as possible. And that was one of the key flexibilities I was had the objective of securing at European level in terms of the deal, not only in relation to convergence, for example, a couple of other issues such as the issue of redistribution in terms of the potential for front-loading of payments. And again, we have the opportunity and the flexibility now as part of our own national consultation over the next number of weeks and months to finalise that. And I think that's really important given its significance to farm families.
Yeah, I'm always conscious talking about CAP. There's an awful lot of jargon involved, which is alien to an awful lot of our listeners and maybe even some farmers as well. But one thing farmers are aware of is that 25% of their basic income from CAP will now be conditional on them implementing eco schemes. So every 25 euro out of every 100 that they'll be getting, it'll be conditional on them implementing these schemes. What exactly are they being asked of here?
You know, this is a significant change because within the basic payment that farmers have been getting up until now, 25% of that will have to go towards eco schemes. So basically, it's a reflection of the higher level of environmental ambition that is there within this CAP. And I think it's important to note here as well that is something that farmers are very much up for and have provided a very strong lead and taken a strong lead on over the last number of years too, and are up for doing that over the coming period. What's really important, Damien, is as that happens, that farmers are rewarded in terms of income for what they've been asked to do. But one of the changes in this CAP is that within Pillar 1 as well, now there will be a requirement for eco schemes. So I've already engaged with farm organisations in relation to putting in place eco schemes which can work for farmers while delivering for the environment. So, for example, we'll be giving a range of different options to farmers which they can choose from, whether that be, for example, reducing nitrogen input, planting some groves of trees, hedgerow management, animal health, monitoring, biosecurity assessments, only to mention a few of the types of options will be available to farmers.
To meet our environmental and climate targets, will farmers be rewarded adequately to do this and help in this fight?
Absolutely, and I think that's really crucial. And, you know, we have made tremendous strides in recent years in relation to reducing the carbon footprint of the food we produce. We've always produced very, very healthy, top quality, safe food and also sustainable food, but we've been working to make that even more sustainable and to look at new initiatives and indeed embrace science to improve that further. So under this CAP now, we will see that progress. So not only in relation to the eco schemes, but also in relation to the various schemes that we will be able to develop in pillar two, in terms of environmental schemes, for example. And, you know, in the outgoing CAP, we've had over 50,000 farmers in the GLASS environmental scheme, which has delivered real benefits for the environment and also delivered income for farmers. Even in terms of this current year, the REAP environmental scheme, which I introduced, was very much oversubscribed and was taken up very strongly by farmers, again reflecting the appetite among the farming community to actually take additional actions which will provide ecosystem services and contribute to the environment. But it's important in doing that we ensure that shows in the bottom line in terms of their income as well.
Your ministerial department colleague Pippa Hackett said during the climate bill debate that Ireland is not obliged to feed 40 million people, but we are obliged to meet our climate targets. Do you agree with her?
Well, and I think the other point she made was that we have to ensure that we have, you know, clean water and clean air, and that's absolutely right and absolutely appropriate, and I think every farmer in the country would agree with that. And I think what the future does hold here is the capacity for us to continue to be the world leader in terms of healthy food production, sustainable food production, but to do that in a way that ensures that it is absolutely in sync with the environment around us, that in terms of the farming practices we do, that we ensure there is clean water, there is clean air, and that our food is sustainable. And that's really important for the environment, it's really important for farmers, and it's really important for the consumers who consume our food.
So what does that mean?
And ultimately what it means is that we maximise the value of the food that we produce as well, and that it stays as marketable and a premium, it gets the premium end of the market internationally too, which we've traditionally had in the past.
So what does that mean for continuing dairy expansion?
Well, it means that in terms of how we produce, that we have to ensure that all of the way we carry out our farming, that there isn't any adverse effect on the environment, and indeed that we actually ensure that in terms of the actions we take at farm level, that we contribute to reducing carbon footprint and indeed improving biodiversity. So while we can and will be continue to be the producer of food that we have been, it's essential that in terms of the adoption of new practices, and we have seen this over recent years, for example, in relation to the adoption of low emission slurry spreading, where, you know, almost 100 million euro has been invested by farmers in terms of that new technology, also in terms of how we manage chemical and organic fertilisers, that in terms of how those are applied and managed, we ensure that they deliver an output in terms of farmer and food production, but that there isn't any impact on the environment around us. And I think that's something that farmers would agree with, as well as everyone else in the country. And and really that's the that in terms of our national policy, that is the direction we have to go in and are going in. And I think there's a very strong and successful future ahead for our national food industry, and indeed one which will do even more than it ever has done in relation to the environment around us, and indeed addressing biodiversity, as well as of course keeping at our core that essential role of producing food for Ireland, and indeed producing food for international, because what we're exporting here is a climate solution, not a climate problem, Damien. And I think that will be central to what we do.
All right, Charlie McConnell, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, thank you very much for joining us.